If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Tender Loving Care with your host, myself, Pauline, and my darling Kate. Every week, Kate and I break down a show from the TLC network. The name of the network that I believe for the longest time was an acronym for Tender Loving Care. And when I found out it actually stood for the Learning Channel and I saw the types of shows are on that channel, my deep confusion bred this podcast. Each week, Kate and I will randomly select a show to cover for the next episode by spinning our beautiful Wheel of Shame, which has only the trashiest of trash, TLC and Discovery Plus shows that we will be studying. Hello, Kate.
Hello. Hello.
Here we are with our 2-year-old poddy as of March the 1st, which we said old. In yesterday's episode that we forgot to even mention to each other.
Hey, busy gals.
Busy gals. And I'm being very, very busy. I have a new obsession. I'm gonna go with this obsession very, very quickly. Okay. And I just want to see if it resonates with anyone. So, like you, Kate, because you've mentioned this as well. Massive YouTube. I'm on YouTube like all day. Love my YouTube, right?
Yeah.
And you know, these shorts will drag you in. 1 minute, you're like looking at street food in Tokyo. And the next second, you are looking at strange coincidences. And then you're looking at what I'm currently obsessed with. Don't ask me how I found this or it came up to me. But okay. It is constant shorts all about the North Sea.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, got you. What is going on?
I have seen those.
Then?
They are so, they give me a pit in my stomach when I watch them.
Love them. You're right, because, and it's all the same as that Hoist the Colors song.
Hoist the colors, daughter.
It's like that. And I'm obsessed. And it's basically the same footage. Some genius has got into the algorithm that you're watching in Austin and I'm watching. And I don't know how suddenly this has been a thing. And it's like the North Sea. And sometimes it's not even spelt correctly. I don't know if it's like the N-O-R-T-C. And it's just footage of these insane waves. These fishermen, they're out on these boats like dying against these seas. And it's like capsizing. And then you're seeing the strange stuff that happens at sea. Obsessed. That's what I'm doing.
That's at least interesting. The worst is when I get stuck in one of those YouTube shorts dark holes and I realize I'm just watching someone watching something else and reacting to it.
It's awful. Like, it's awful.
Just something dumb though, like someone organizing.
The organizing ones. No, I'm not doing it. I went down that of them taking something out of plastic to put it into another plastic thing. I can't do it.
I know. There, one that I like that's a little more respectable is this feng shui expert. I can't remember his name right now, but I'll plug it some other time. But he will like go in people's apartments that are just terrible energy, and he'll like fix it up. And you learn so much about feng shui. So
that's
when it gets
good.
Educational, I don't feel as bad. But
that's
anyway.
Fine. But it's bad, dude. It's got bad. It's, the North Sea. Yeah. All right. Let's get into our Wheel of Shame. So last week, our Wheel of Shame decided what we needed to really watch this week was a show called Alone Frozen. Now, I don't think we've done Alone before, but I know what it is. It's essentially people going out into the wilderness. They have to just basically not die. That's the whole premise of the show.
Yeah.
And I've always been hesitant, not really watching them because they always end up hunting animals and I'm out. Like, I just, I'm not going to witness that. I can't see it. So I've always, like, I'm hoping there's going to be one where someone's a vegetarian on it. Like, I'm always hoping and praying. This one is about gathering people from previous seasons. Like, they're all stars, essentially. And shoving them during winter, during the beginning of winter, onto the Labrador coast in Canada. Right up against that Atlantic Ocean, where there's black bears around every corner. Polar bears, which was new to me. I didn't know there was polar bears. And they have to be there they have to survive for 50 days. It's
right. Yeah. Do you want me to read this?
Oh, sorry. I didn't even give you. Yes, please. Give us a synopsis.
There's a few more details I can reveal.
Thank you.
Six alone veterans take on their biggest and coldest challenge yet when they're dropped on the frigid North Atlantic coast just days before the start of winter. With nothing but a few supplies, participants try to last 50 days in harsh winds. I think they said 100 mile per hour. Punishing rain and freezing temperatures to win their share of $500,000. So it's like whoever is there at the end of the 50 days has to split that. So you're kind of hoping you're the only one.
Oh, whereas I saw something the other day about how Deal or No Deal is now on an island somewhere. There's this new show that they cannot publicize more. And they can win up to $200 million.
What?
Right. I thought that was a joke as well. They kept saying 200 million. I was like, that can't be right. That's like the highest. That can't be right. They kept saying $200 million.
See, these networks have so much money. Like Drag Race, the winner gets, I think they're up to finally up to like $200,000 as the prize.
That's bullshit.
That show is so popular. I'm like, they should be getting $1 million.
And by the way, $200,000 for drag queens, that doesn't even cover their wardrobe for a year. Like, that is insane.
I know.
I mean, it's talent. That's actually talent and work. There's so much to it, to what they're doing. $200,000. I didn't know it was that. Give me a break.
It used to be, I mean, that's recent. There's only a couple of them that have been that high. But before that, I mean, when it first started out, it was like 40,000 or something. It was 100 for a long time. And then now it's finally 200. And I'm every time I hear them say that, I'm like, come on. You have way more money. Anyway,
deal or no deal, 200 million.
200, oh my God.
I swear it says 200. Someone correct me on that. I swear I kept listening to it. Anyway, so we meet these people. We've got a couple of people that we meet. They go over kind of what's there. So we've got black bears everywhere, polar bears. Once again, they see tracks of polar bears. I'm not going to go near here. Don't want to sleep near here because there's bears around. I don't know if any of them have tried talking to them. I've said this time and time again. You see a bear, you respect it, you speak to it, see how it will engage you. Look at Grizzly Man. Everyone remembers how well he did until, you know, he was killed by them at the end. But my whole thing is that I think we are not exploring enough of these contestants just having communication and speaking with the animals.
You know, I was told about, because Matt was watching this with me and he's seen a lot of the Alone seasons.
Okay.
And I was like, what do they do when a bear is getting so close? Like, how do they save them? Do people step in or what happens? And he said in one of the earlier seasons, there was this woman and several bears got right up next to her tent and were touching it and stuff. And they had to run in and help save her. Like, it's gotten that close before on this show. And I just think that's insane.
And here's my issue that comes with this shock. I have an issue with the show. Here's my issue. I'm watching it all, and one contestant that we'll get into that I really, really liked. But the whole point of this show is it's about man's, and when I say man, I mean men and women's egos against nature. This whole show is about let's make a TV show about men and women thinking they can outsmart nature, not die, and in the process kill animals doing it. So I think this is such a stupid show. I understand why it's so popular. These survivalists and seeing the stuff they go through is insane, but they shouldn't be there anyway. guess what? They shouldn't be there. But they're putting right. themselves there with this ego of like, I can beat nature. No, you can't. Just go and look at the North Sea videos. You can't beat nature. And in the process, we're watching them hunt and kill animals. Go away. I don't like it.
Yeah, I feel some of those same things. I do think that some of them more than others have an appreciation and connection to nature.
Yes, and that's true.
At least, you know, if they do have to hunt to survive, there are some of them that are like talking to the animals. And I know, you know, either way, it's hard to watch, but I think there's levels. I think there are people that are very ego driven. And then you do see some gems of people that are like, I want to connect with the land in the biggest way I can. And this is how I do it. And I can appreciate that more so than it's usually, guy, all of our male listeners.
Oh, hundreds of thousands of male listeners, straight male listeners.
But it's usually those guys who are like, this is, no problem. Like, I got this, watch this. But
You see, that's why we're a good balance on this poddy, because I'll go into a rage about that for about 45 minutes. So I'm glad that you brought that up. And the example of that is someone like Callie. So we meet Callie. She's from Montana. And God bless her, her first scene was the helicopter dropping her off, and she's just blown over by the helicopter. And I'm like, sorry, is she going to be okay? But she's actually brilliant. She lives in Montana, and her story, she was young. It's such a unfathomable story. She lost two of her brothers when she was young. One was killed in a car crash and one committed suicide. And she's overcome, and her family, such horrendous times. And she says, it gives me an appreciation of doing exactly what I want. And you saw her in Montana with these goats and in the land. And she's someone that loves the land. And mm-hmm. she says, I am a scavenger. I will go and find things as opposed to hunting. That's what I will always, always prefer to do. So of course I was in love with her from that.
Right. She's foraging. She's seeing what's already out there. What has come to a natural end that I can, you know, do I love the idea of eating roadkill as she says she loves to do? No, gross me out.
Hey, do you think that means raccoons?
Couldn't be. We're going to,
maybe
our lore for this is that she would never do that. Yeah. You're right. She has a really touching, sad story about her childhood, but then the idea that she wants to live life to the fullest, live life for all three of them. And so that was really nice to hear her talk about that. She says, we learn more about the era. She says there's 10,000 black bears just in this area.
Okay. And listen, do I live in a fantasy land where I'm running around with lollipops and talking to bears and cuddling them? Yes, I live in that land, but I also understand that's not reality. I'm not completely over the edge yet. I'm teetering on it, but I do still realize that that's not how it works in nature, and animals have to be respected and left alone. But when she said that, and she sees the bear scat, and she's like, oh yeah, they're everywhere. And then it comes on that black bears will hunt day and night. Yep. And you're thinking, but there's zero protection. I mean, it's so
I would not get a wink of sleep. I mean, I would just be every leaf rustling, I would be like, oh, I'm about to die. Like I would just be on edge the entire time.
I know. By the way, she said she did 89 days.
And she only left because the medic forced her to, because almost all of her toes had terrible frostbite, severe frostbite. She was going to have to lose her toes if she didn't leave.
89 days.
Yeah, she's a badass. She is
really is
tough.
And she's extremely tough, extremely motivated, and she just seems beautiful. Like that, she's got a beautiful aura about her. And she's walking around, and she talks about, like you say, picking things up. And then she gets so excited because this made me so nauseous. She gets so excited at one point because she finds washed up on the land is this big hunk. It looked, I don't know what it looked like, but it was seal blubber. And essentially, she'd seen a whale earlier, which was amazing. And she says perhaps that had attacked the seal. And this was the seal's skin and it's pure fat. And she was so happy. And she took it and then chopped it up and boiled it up. And she's smelling it. And already I was nearly vomiting at this point. And she said, you know, the main thing you have to have is fat. So, I mean, you go there and you're guaranteed to lose a ton of weight. Maybe that's the motivation for some people doing this. I don't know. But you lose a ton of weight, but your body, you know, is burning through this fat right. so quickly. So she's like, the greatest thing you can find is pure fat. She's like, which I did, and I didn't have to kill anything. Right. So what's so funny is she's drinking this soup, which was water and boiled fat. And it says underneath, you know, it's seal blubber is the best type of fat or whatever. And then it says, it is also used as a laxative. And I was like, hang on a second. Is she going to be shitting her brains out in like a couple of minutes?
That's what I thought. I thought they were going to show her running into the
woods.
Yeah. Right next to the big bear scat. Yeah.
Oh, stop. Oh, God.
So she was definitely my favorite. We're introduced in this first episode to three of the six people who are going to attempt this 50-day freeze. That's what the episode's called, 50-day freeze. So it's Callie. She's about 34, just to give you guys an idea of like the ages. And then we meet Mark.
Yes.
And he is from Washington, I believe.
Yep.
And he's 26, late
20s. 36.
Oh, okay. I wrote that down wrong. 36. And so he was on season 7 as well. He lasted half the time as Callie, mm-hmm. 44 days. And mm-hmm. he had to leave. This was insane.
Oh,
he had to leave
God.
Because he got a parasite that brought him close to heart failure. And he came back to do this again. Yeah. So that's how he left the show the first time. He was a sniper in the military. Now he's a dad to a 3-year-old. The first time he was on the show, the kid was, Max was 1. And he's like, his motivation is like, I want to show Max how to do hard things and then go and do them again. And this is his redemption. He says, I don't want to die doing the bare minimum in life.
Here we go. Here we go.
So
and,
that's.
And Mark lost 5 days. Yep. And he's like, oh, yeah, this because they have to do this, you know, scene where they call and they say, I'm tapping out. So he taps out after 5 days. And he's like, you know, I just realized that, you know, this is a waste. I got to be with my kid. That's what's most important in life. And I'm like, you couldn't have figured this out before you came on this show for a second time. And it's all about proving that I have to do hard things for my kid. And I've got to show him 5 days out. What did you do it? What was all like, of this for, you idiot?
I know. I miss my kid. I was like, no.
What?
Because he mentions right before he taps out, he's talking about, he goes, someone recently told me they were questioning my character because I left to do this when my kid was a 1-year-old. Mm. And they basically calling him.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Selfish for, you know, going to be on this TV show when he had this young, young child. And so it felt to me like it was a big show of like, I could have come and done this again, but you know what? I just want to be with my son because that's most important or something.
Oh my God. Put up an Instagram post, dude. Don't go and waste everyone's time and go out there for 5 days. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Cause he wasn't hungry. He wasn't struggling. he just was like, you know what? I gotta go. And I was like, okay, bye, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
Bye, Mark. Bye, Mark. And the third person was Amos. Mm-hmm. And he was maybe 40s, 50s. I wasn't really sure. I can't remember. He was on season 7 too. So I think all three of these were on season 7.
I guess so. Yeah, yeah.
He on his season lasted 47 days. He said he was doing well at first because he found a good fishing spot, and so he wasn't starving or anything, but then he wasn't catching any fish anymore, and then he started to starve, and then he was in his tent and the tent caught on fire.
I mean, yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot. It was all just burning down the shelter he'd created. And then he's like, yeah, I think that was my sign to go. So I left.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, and Amos, you see him, he injures like a bird or so. I had to fast forward some stuff. And then I just fast forwarded to the end where Mark is like, okay, going now. It was a weird, I kept looking to see, because we watched the first episode, by the way, guys. I kept looking to see, are we watching not the actual first episode or a teaser or something? Because it opens and it's like straight in, but there wasn't like introductions to people. It's a really oddly edited show. It was very, very strange. Did you get that feeling?
Yeah, it was like, I never knew, because they would show little clips of them from their past season.
Yeah.
So you kind of got an idea for how they did and how they went out and stuff like that. But yeah, it was like they were just getting into it and nothing really happened much in this first episode. I mean, the first thing that they are freaking out about doing is getting a good shelter up, because normally on the regular seasons, it starts in the fall. And so they have a couple weeks to get a good base set up and everything. But with this, it's like, oh, well, winter will be here in a couple of days. So yeah, it just shows them like starting to set their shelters up and like foraging a bit. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of it. I started watching episode 2.
Okay.
Came on, and so I got to see some more of the characters. There was a Californian woman.
Oh, really? And what was she like?
She was 45. It was almost Cali vibes. She was a blonde, 45 years old, Californian. She made it for 76 days.
Jeez.
And she was cool. She loves doing everything on her own. Like, she made all of her supplies for this by herself, like made her own boots and everything. So she was this very kind of hippie nature lady.
Okay.
There's a guy named Greg with long hair. He's 50. He's in his 50s. I think close to 60. And then Michelle from the East Coast of Maine, who was a hunt. She said last time she was there, she had to leave because she was starving. She said, when I went to start this, I was 120 pounds. And when I left, I was 98. And she was there for 21 days.
Hey, forget Ozempic. It is like, go on this show, go on like Survivor. You know, you always see them and they're all just wandering around in bikinis with like, and they're teeny at the end of it. I mean,
I couldn't last on this. That was what I was thinking about. It was like, I would go and I would be there for a day and a half and then I'd be calling.
I was going to ask you how you think you'd fare. I mean, it's no surprise to anyone that I like the luxuries in life. I like a camping. The only camping I've ever done is at music festivals. And that's when I was younger, and I don't do that anymore. No way. Not camping at a festival anymore. And I'm not doing porta potties. I need a toilet. Okay. However, on the flip side of that, I'm an earth sign. I'm Taurus. I'm a witch. I'm connected to the animals. I'm connected to nature. So the idea of I cannot be happier than when I'm in like a dark, dank forest, like dream. Right. That is my, I love it. However, I mean, I think I would go in and I'd be awfully cocky and think, listen, I'm going in and I know animals, I know nature, nature will provide, the universe will provide. I'll be one of those dum-dums that would go on and be saying to the camera, you know, I think everyone's going to be really surprised by me. You know, I know that I'm going to get through this without killing any animals. I know that I'm going to win the $1 million and get to eat berries. And cut to literally the next morning, where's my iced coffee? Oh my God, it was so cold. I had to poop in a hole. It is disgusting. I don't understand any of this. Where's a rabbit? I'm hungry. No, I think I love the idea of it. I love the idea of it. But it's like, a no.
Just go
for me.
Camping in a normal setting. Like,
people just give me a toilet. Having said that as well, I can pee anywhere. I can pee anywhere. I don't have, like, you know, some people get like embarrassed peeing in public. I have no shame. If I need to pee, I'll pee anywhere.
Yeah. Mm. We're animals at the end of the day. Mm. I actually am I don't know if I told you this. I'm going glamping tomorrow.
You are? Where are you going?
Tomorrow, like through Thursday. I'll be back Thursday night for Bravo. But yeah, it was my gift to Matt. We're going to this cabin like an hour outside of Austin. It's this company and they have one in Big Bear too. So like we could go do it. And it's not terribly expensive, but it's this modern little sort of like mini cabin. It's got a plush queen size bed, big windows. So you wake up and you feel like you're outside. It's got a hot shower, a kitchenette. And it comes with all the cooking shit you need, a campfire, you can bring your pets. Yeah.
What about toilet situation?
It has a full bathroom inside of it.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what do you get? Do you get bears in that area?
No.
No, you don't. Okay. You did not say that confidently, by the way.
Not that I'm aware of. Well, I'm not a native Texan. No. There's no bears down here. Let me make sure.
I was going to say, you better Google that. Toot sweet. You really better, because I have a feeling, Kate, someone's going to be knock knocking. Is that or the Blair Witch? One or the other?
No, don't say that. Wait, oh, bear safety for people.
Yeah, there are bears in Texas, I'm sure.
Black bears are found. There you go. The eastern and central regions of Texas, primarily in the forest and swamps along the Gulf Coast. So I'm safe in the, you know, middle here.
You are going at the worst time as well, because they've just woken up from hibernation.
Well, I'm not in a tent. I'm in my cabin.
I love freaking you out. Listen, like I say, it's going to be fine, because even if they come, you just speak to them. Just follow what I said. Right. Just say, hello, thank you so much, I respect you, and move on. That's what happens.
Do you remember in Parent Trap when the stepmom is like tapping the sticks because she thinks there's bears? Do you remember that with the Lindsay Lohan version?
No, I've watched it. I can't remember it.
I'd love to watch that. Anyways, so yeah, I'm doing a little, I'm a bit of an outdoorsman myself. Woman.
This was perfect timing then. You've got some skills that you may need if something horrendous happens to you out there, like serial killer, Blair Witch, bear. You've got all the skills now from TLC. So having said that, what will you rate this out of 600?
I think you can learn a lot from this show if you are into the wilderness and survival techniques. I think if you watched enough of this, you would know how to create a shelter, a safe, good, solid shelter for yourself. You learn things about what you can eat and can't eat based on what makes them shit themselves. So I'm going to give this pounds of learning 0 to 600. I'm going to give it, I think this is a solid like 550 or 500 pounds. If we're just talking about learning.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We do have to think about learning. We bring into a like of it as well, because of my moral objections to it. I were always on a soapbox. I will say that I'm going to go just down the middle, because you can learn a lot from it. There are people that really understand the land and nature and think it's beautiful. So I'm going to go straight there for 300.
Okay. That's fair.
That's a good idea. So we need to pick our show for next week. So we need to get up and go over to our Wheel of Shame, Kate. So let's get going. Oh, we're here. We are here at our Wheel of Shame. once again, just to remind you what we have on here, guys, I'm going to take it off Alone Frozen. I'm saying that. We have Sin City ER. We have Bizarre Foods with Andrew Zimmerman. We have Generation Drag. We have Strange Love. We have Ghost Hunters. We have Paranormal Caught on Camera. I mean, we're running the gamut here. Oh, we have the Staircase murder as well. Yeti Massacre, Houdini's Last Secrets. We've got a lot going on.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Strange Love. That one is intriguing to me.
Oh, okay. We'll put it out there. Let's see what the wheel is going to give us. All right. Let's get ready. We've got Evil in Lore as well. I'll tell you some stories about that. All right. 3, 2, 1. Spin. All right. Let's see. Hey, you may have just predicted it. Who knows? Let's see what we've got. We have got the Wheel of Shame has spoken, and we are... Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, this is a classic. This is a classic, and I'm actually happy for this. It's very light and kind of ridiculous due to the host. Ghost okay. Hunters. We've got Ghost Hunters. That's Zach Baggins and his early 2000s black glasses. He is, and his Affliction t-shirts. I love that man. I remember watching it being like, this guy is such an idiot. But he's very self-deprecating, and he pokes fun at himself all the time. And he really does. He has bought some of the most, he bought like the most haunted house in America when it went up for sale. He bought the LaBianca, the Tate LaBianca, the LaBianca house in Los Angeles, where the LaBiancas, Rosemary and Leo LaBianca, were murdered by the Manson family, you know, two nights after the Tates. That went up for sale. I did actually contact the, okay, I have a confession. Oh, okay. So it went up for sale. It's a legendary house because of obviously what happened there. They haven't altered it that much. It's very accessible. I've obviously been there many times, tried to poke in, but you can still see it's the exact same. You know, the Manson family went there last night, and the nights after, I think it was two or three nights after they had slaughtered Sharon Tate and her friends. And they went there, and it was the only, this was the time that Manson was involved. He was physically there, and he went into the house, and he scared them, tied them up, and then told the rest of them to go and do what they did, which was horrific. Anyway, the house went up for sale. I saw it went up for sale because I think it was in one of the trades, Daily Mail. And so I did contact the real estate agent. And
to do a viewing.
So they got back to me. It was on a Friday as well. I don't think it was the 13th, but I swear it was like Friday. I swear it could have been Friday the 13th. And I was like, everything's lining up. So they emailed me back. And of course, I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, and it's like a $3 million house,
just
right?
Put on your posh accent.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah. So I thought, I can blag this. I've blagged myself into a lot more than this. It's like, I could do this. So then they wrote back. They were like, oh, wonderful. We'd love to set up a viewing for you. My heart's racing. And they're like, we do need to be able to establish. And they do this with pricier places. They were like, establish your ability to basically pay for it. I was like, shit. Okay. So I was trying to see how I could get around it. They didn't ask like bank statements, but they basically asked for pretty much something like that, because it is a house of a certain net worth. You need to be able to show that you can afford it. It's like, fuck. Right. So I wrote back, and I came up with this complete lie. And I just said, I've just moved here from England, like trying to make myself sound really fancy. So I said, I've just moved here from London. I think I even specified somewhere in London that was really posh, so he'd think I was really wealthy. And at this time, myself and my partner are not very comfortable revealing our assets or our wealth to be. I bullshitted this poor real estate agent. Still didn't get anywhere near it. God damn it, but I tried. I tried, guys. I'll always try.
A valiant effort. That
can't believe I just told that story. I'm so embarrassed. Anyway, I will. I will go to those lengths to get into historic houses and murder scenes in this city.
So the ghost. You're saying the ghost hunter ended up buying that?
He bought it.
Wow.
Yeah. So
what's that over there? Is it one of those?
It is very. This show is great, but he's also got. It's like he's very Vegas. So he's this performance. I love him. I think he's amazing, and he was with Holly Madison for a long time as well. All right. So that's what we have for next week. Ghost Hunters, we'll pick a really good episode. We'll pick a really good one. And that's what we're going to go with next week, guys, from The Wheel of Shame has spoken. Before we leave, anything you want to tell our gorgeous listeners, Kate?
Yes. Follow us online, Instagram, TikTok, Tender Loving Care Podcast is the handle. You can also join our Patreon and get 2 bonus episodes a month. There's a ton of stuff on there. If you're a 90 Day Fiance UK fan, we did the whole first season on there. And then there's also a bunch of documentaries that we've reviewed. We had Cara Berry on the podcast recently to talk about Where is Wendy Williams, the docuseries that just came out on Lifetime. And yeah, Patreon is $5 a month. And you can sign up by clicking on the link in the show description. It's very easy. What else? Friday episode will be Bravo.
Friday's going to be Bravo. Going to chat to Kate a little bit about something for our Patreon next. Because as Kate said, it's $5 a month, Kate. Guys, you are supporting the potty. And we have so many shows up there, by the way. So many episodes. So
yeah.
Excuse me. If you have ran through all of this and want more of our nonsense, you have a ton of material on there, like so many shows. So go on there and just sign up for $5 a month and you can listen to, you have a load of shows, whether you're working out and listen to us, whether you're, I don't know what you're doing right now, dear listener, but whatever you're doing, thank you for listening. And you can do more of it listening to us by signing up to Patreon, $5 a month. And we are going to love you and leave you. Friday is always our Bravo show. We're going to do Real Housewives. See what's going on with them. We're going to have the second part of the BH reunion. So we better get into some shit. We better get into some stuff. And meanwhile, I'm going back and watching Real Housewives from the beginning of BH, BH1. And it's interesting. And it's sad. Right now I'm seeing Maurizio and Kyle all loved up, love being this and so madly in love. And I have the perfect life. And
the way they were.
The way they were. Yes, we love you and we are going to see you later on in the week. Have a beautiful week and always, always reach out to us on Instagram because we respond to every single email and every single DM. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.